KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 91, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 67. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 90. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, moving a farm from one generation to the next, sometimes easier said than done. Correspondent Casey Shepard.
Making sure your family farm has a transition plan is a very important component. Oklahoma State University's Dr. Shannon Farrell talks about why it's so important to have a transition plan in place for your farm or ranch.
So, you know, if we talk to farmers and ranchers, almost invariably what they're going to tell us is most important to them is that they want to keep their family together and they want to keep their family farming. And ideally, they probably want to keep their farm together as well. If you don't have a plan, there are just too many forces working to pull those things apart. So I think really if your objective is to keep that farm operation together and hopefully keep your family together as well, you've really got to be proactive about that because there are just too many ways for that to go wrong if you don't.
Farrell said it's best to come up with the plan while everyone is healthy and happy.
You know, that's one of the biggest challenges is to help people understand that if you're proactive and have that conversation while everybody is, you know, mentally well, they're physically well, versus when somebody is in an emergency room or the hospital or something like that, you can make better decisions, you have more time to work out the tools that you need to have, and you have more time to implement those tools. You know, if we're really trying to talk about moving a farm operation from one generation to the next, to make that financially viable, we might be looking at a 20, 25-year, 30-year horizon, and so the time to start's now, versus most people looking at this as an estate issue and saying, well, people can just have it when I die, but there are lots of things that can go wrong with that approach, so the sooner you start, the better.
Often families try to be fair in their approach by splitting everything down the middle, but Farrell says that doesn't always work.
So we've talked about the fact that, you know, equal isn't equitable. You know, equal is treating everybody the same, but equitable means treating everybody fairly.
I'm Casey Shepard reporting.
She says if you need more information, contact your county extension office. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office said that around 1 p.m. on Monday, officials were called to the 3200 block of Northeast Happy Hollow Road with reports of a suspicious vehicle. When officers arrived, they said Corey B. Sargent, 40, a passenger in the vehicle, was arrested on several outstanding warrants for his arrest. The Sheriff's Office said Sargent was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections in connection with the warrants, as well as an additional count of interference with law enforcement. The Riley County Police Department incident report indicates that around 3:45 Monday afternoon, officers were called to the 400 block of South 15th Street in Manhattan with reports of a theft. When officers arrived, they said a 22-year-old man reported that his black 2004 Dodge Ram 1500 was stolen while the keys were left inside. Anyone with information about the crime should contact the Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we'll have a good run of cattle. We're expecting about 3,500 head or so of feeder cattle, mostly calves right off of, or cattle right off of grass. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 300 mostly black steers coming off the grass, weighing 850 to 925. We'll have a group of 470 mixed heifers that'll be weighing 600 to 800 pounds. We'll have a group of 450 mixed steers weighing 750 to 850, and another group of 450 mixed steers weighing 8 to 9. If you want to see a full list of all of our consignments this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, give us a call at 316 720-3212.
Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens say around 3:45 on Saturday, game warden Arnold was contacted by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office with reports of four capsized canoes in the Kansas River and boaters who needed help. KDWP said the wardens responded to the call with one of the department's rescue airboats. The warden said the four canoers went over a low water dam and capsized their boats. All boaters were wearing personal flotation devices and were able to make it to the bank of the river. The wardens also said all four canoers were found safe with only some minor scrapes and cuts. They've said they were able to take all four and their canoes back to safety. The U.S. Marshals arrested 41-year-old Nicole Ann Kern, who is wanted for a homicide and attempted homicide near Chanute. She was also wanted for a violation of a federal supervised release. Late Monday afternoon, investigators located Kern's vehicle near a campground. Two firearms were located inside the vehicle, and Kern was transported to the Neosho, Kansas County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A late Monday night crash in Grand Island left a man seriously injured following a bar fight. According to Grand Island police, it started in the 1000 block of Dyers Avenue at Bandit's Bar when two men were kicked out for fighting. Once in the parking lot, one of the two men, who was driving a silver 2006 Lincoln sedan, tried to run over the other man. The driver of the silver Lincoln then sped off before police could arrive. However, it was later determined the man in the Lincoln sedan ran into a tree just before midnight on Highway 34. The male was life-flighted to Omaha with serious injuries. A North Platte man faces drug, DUI, and child abuse charges after a state trooper found opioids, marijuana, and three young children in his car. Court documents show that a state trooper stopped a car driven by 34-year-old Blake Sir on I-80 about a mile east of the Kearney exit Sunday night around 9 p.m. The trooper noticed that Blake's vehicle did not have headlights or taillights on after sunset. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. All offers are approved credit, tax, and fees.
Tuesday primary election results. Incumbent Marshall County First District Commissioner Barb Kiki for soundly defeated by challenger John Unger, who carried 57% of 660 votes cast in the Republican primary. John Unger of Marysville again takes 57% of ballots, defeating Barb Kiekhaefer, with no Democratic candidate filed for the office. This was the only contested local race in Marshall and Washington counties. The Value Them Both Amendment passed locally but was defeated statewide, with nearly two-thirds voting no. In Marshall County, yes votes took 60%. In Washington County, it was 73% voting yes. Yes votes carried largely in rural areas of the state. Jerry Moran was an easy choice for re-election for U.S. Senate, with nearly 80% statewide, 87% in Marshall, and 90% in Washington County. Mark Holland takes a six-way Democratic ticket to face Moran in November. Laura Kelly holds 94% statewide among Democratic voters, with 85% in Marshall, 84% in Washington County. Derek Schmidt will face Laura Kelly in November. He carries 80% statewide on the Republican ticket, mirroring 82% in Marshall and 83% in Washington County. Scott Schwab for Secretary of State gets 56% statewide.
61% in Marshall and 59% in Washington County. Chris Kobach and Kelly Warren in a close race for Attorney General. Warren carries Marshall County 45-38%, Warren 44-41% in Washington County. Again, John Unger defeats Barb Kiekhaefer for 1st District Marshall County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. No Democrats filed for that office. State Senator Dennis Pyle, who serves Marshall, Nemahal counties, among others, this week submitting a petition to file for governor. Pyle submitting 8,894 signatures, surpassing the 5,000 required to file by petition. He announced his intention to file for governor earlier following his change of party affiliation from Republican to unaffiliated. Should Pyle successfully qualify, he'll join the Republican and Democratic winners of the August 2nd primaries. Kansas Republican Party issued a statement this week in response, indicating that Dennis Pyle is playing games with their future, knowingly providing Laura Kelly the only path to a second term. Shannon Pauls, executive director of the Kansas GOP, said Dennis Pyle doesn't care about Kansans. He only cares about Dennis Pyle. A vote for him is a vote for 4 more years of Laura Kelly and liberal Democratic control. An arrest was reported in Wymore last week as authorities served a search warrant on a home in the 500 block of E Street, a result of investigation into reports of forged checks and unauthorized bank transactions valued over $3,000. 33-year-old Kyle Wather of Wymore faces multiple forgery counts, as well as theft by deception and criminal possession of a transaction device. Stolen checks were recovered from the home. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Tuesday. Ryan Solon of Washington lost control on Sunflower north of 15th Road and struck a concrete bridge barrier. The driver was transported by private vehicle to the Washington County Hospital. Marysville and Area National Guard members were recognized at a deployment ceremony in Topeka Friday. They are part of the 2nd Battalion, 130th Field Artillery, based out of Hiawatha, which is being deployed to Southwest Asia on a peacekeeping mission through next spring. Francis J. Cloker, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Francis Cloker. Annabelle L. Reinhardt, age 92, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Annabelle Reinhardt. Warren H. Drinkern, age 76, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Warren Drinkern.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Missouri. Clearing up overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early August, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:38. Sunrise in the morning at 6:29.
The heavens are alive with activity this month. We will share our August gazing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Football player Tom Brady celebrates a birthday, and Christopher Columbus embarked on his first voyage to the New World on this day in 1492. This month's sky spotlight is on the planets, with Saturn's earlier 10 p.m. rising offering viewing opportunities to night owls. The ringed planet reaches opposition, its closest and brightest of the year, on the 14th. On the 19th, look for the moon closely above Mars, a gorgeous conjunction that is at its highest at dawn. Then later on the 25th, the crescent moon hovers above Venus, with the moon to be the planet's lower left on the next morning. Happy planet viewing! That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, the Royals do-it-all player Whit Merrifield has been traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals announced on Tuesday afternoon that Merrifield, who was not able to play in Toronto 2 weeks ago because he was not vaccinated against COVID, was acquired for two minor league prospects. Merrifield was in his seventh season with Kansas City. He led Major League Baseball in at-bats during the 2019-21 seasons, had the most hits in baseball during the 2018-19 seasons, and was even atop the baseball leaderboard in stolen bases in 2018. Merrifield was named to two All-Star teams in 2019 and 20. And the Kansas Jayhawks secured their first commitment for the 2023 recruiting class on Tuesday. Four-star guard Chris Johnson verbally committed to the reigning national champions. Johnson is getting ready to begin his senior season at the prestigious Montverde Academy. He's ranked 33rd overall in the nation and 9th at his position, according to 24/7 Sports. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It could have picked up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The wait is now over as Kansas head coach Lance Leipold announced quarterback Jalen Daniels will start under center for the Jayhawks, beating out 2021 starter Jason Bean. Leipold enters year number two with KU, coming off a 2-10 season a year ago. Emporia State women's soccer team's strong campaign a year ago has them receiving national attention. For the first time in program history, Emporia State women's soccer is nationally ranked at number 14. The Hornets are fresh off their first MIAA tournament championship and a match win in the NCAA tournament. The Hornets are ranked number 14 in the United Soccer Coaches preseason national rankings. The Hornets are set to return their top four scorers from last season, led by All-American Mackenzie DeMarco, along with All-Region performers Hannah Woolery and Aislinn Hughes, and All-MIAA defender Joni Westcoat. The home opener will take place on Sunday, September 11th against Fort Hays State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Dress up your next event with a few clever cacti and succulent containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fill cocktail glasses with a cactus potting mix, add succulents, and place one next to each guest's place setting. This makes a unique table decoration and party favors for guests to take home as a reminder of your fun gathering. Fill a shallow ceramic pot with a variety of cacti and succulents to use as a centerpiece on the dining or serving table. After the party, continue to provide proper care and your centerpiece is ready for your next event. Create terrariums in small open glass containers. Hang them from nearby trees or under your umbrella for added eye-level beauty. Just be sure to take them out of harm's way when the party's over. Surprise your guests. Replace one plate of appetizers with a serving tray or two filled with succulents. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The folks here can tell you the exact date two brothers started what to them must have seemed to be simply a side business to make some extra cash. The brothers have long since passed, but the business remains an icon in this small town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
As Les Bergquist in Granite Falls, Minnesota explains, this story all began back in the 19-teens.
There were two gentlemen in town by the name of Fred and Julius Ernston. So Fred and Julius owned a business in town. They had a kind of a stagecoach.
And the two brothers used that coach to transport people from the train depot to various spots around town. But the brothers saw another opportunity to make money on the side.
There was always a city celebration, and Fred and Julius, being business owners, wanted to contribute to it, so they came up with the idea of getting a popcorn popper fired up and having popcorn at the city celebration.
Folks in town loved the popcorn. In fact, the citizens soon had a request for the pair.
That went on for two, three summers, and finally, the citizens around town said, hey, you know, Fred and Julius, how about doing this more regularly, like all summer long? And so they kind of got the idea to do that.
Folks here can tell you the exact date the popcorn stand began business.
Original popcorn stand started right here at the walking bridge, right on the end of it here, and somewhere along the line, it migrated down the street one block. But in any event, it was August 1st, 1919 is when the popcorn stand first started.
And now, for over a century, that popcorn stand has served people every year throughout the summer. Of course, the brothers are long gone, but the story of who runs it and the proceeds from that stand is quite a story in itself. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Thing you want is for the water to run out when you're all soaked up in the shower. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're planning a private well, it's important to be sure it'll meet your water demands as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The average American family uses 75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks
will have an idea, because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pump this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute, and the static level is 10 feet and the pumping level is 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more. And if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute. And so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone.
Drought is causing problems for many farmers and ranchers in the United States. An update today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The most recent drought monitor map of the United States shows more than two-thirds of the country is rated from abnormally dry, which is not that bad, to exceptional drought, which is very bad. The hardest hit region is from Oregon east to Nebraska, and then everything south of that. Daryl Peel is an ag economist at Oklahoma State University.
There doesn't appear to be a lot of reason for optimism in this respect. The latest drought outlook map for the next 3 months suggests that we continue to see drought in the regions that have drought now, possibly more drought development in some regions in the Midwest and a little bit down in the Gulf states.
Peel says cattle operations are also feeling the impact.
Feedlots have been successful up to this point at keeping their numbers up. You know, it's a volume business. They try to keep that feed mill churning. But they're going to face, I think, a particular squeeze going forward because there just aren't going to be the cattle to continue to do that. At the same time, because of the cost of gain, the costs are very high.
Almost all of Texas is showing moderate to exceptional drought. Joe Leathers is a cattleman from Guthrie.
You're not going to make money in a drought. You go into survival mode.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, rural broadband access is becoming a necessity for farming, especially precision farming, as in South Carolina, especially high-speed internet coverage is expanding thanks to the $400 million in funding approved by the governor right now in the state legislature from the American Rescue Plan Act to the South Carolina Broadband Office. And Broadband Office Director Jim Strenzinger says the broadband is an important tool for the state's overall economy.
It's the platform for doing telehealth. It's the platform for changing our economy. It's the platform for recruiting businesses from California.
He goes on to say that it's the last mile of that that is often most expensive to get online.
It's an investment first to start internet flowing into a community. And those projects can take up to 2 years to build.
White House Infrastructure Coordinator Mitch Landrieu says the USDA's ReConnect program has $65 billion in rural broadband invested so far.
Access to high-speed internet should never be a barrier for any American. That's why the bipartisan infrastructure law invests $65 billion total to make that vision a reality, including $2 billion more in the ReConnect program to boost rural high-speed internet. Put simply, high-speed internet will level the playing field across America, from Nevada to New Mexico to Arizona to Arkansas and everywhere in between. When rural communities succeed, we all succeed.
USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack also says that money will be available to communities relatively soon.
What we expect and anticipate to do this fall is to announce the availability of a portion of that bipartisan infrastructure law resource, which means that we will be making awards sometimes in early 2023.
They say that rural broadband has already made a difference in many households, as one farmer says.
You know, being able to get Wi-Fi in the house, to be able to use my tablet phone. I'm able now to actually get rid of my home phone.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims.
If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly free and happy.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers. The African continent, not one of the largest consumers of U.S. red meat, but it holds tremendous potential for growth. The U.S. Meat Export Federation representative for Africa, Matt Copeland, explains how USMEF, with support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, laying the groundwork for future growth in the region.
There is a huge volume of consumers. Nigeria is over 200 million people. By 2100, that's the largest country in the world by population potentially, and China going the other way in terms of their demographic cuts. It's such an important base for us to be looking into. We're a short market for these variety meats. There's still a long way to go in terms of satisfying demand. I'd say we're probably 1,000 tons a month short, and we can accept more offers, and we're glad and willing to try and get more offers into that sub-Saharan African sector of the market. Certainly critical. Kidneys, and then there's other products, reclaimed beef head meat, beef tongue roots, as an example, used in manufacturing of hamburger patties in-country. It's a wonderful way of starting to introduce consumers to a slightly different flavor.
He notes that a return to more normal shipping rates would open up more variety meat sales in Africa. At the same time, a significant growth in more traditional grocery chains offering higher-end cuts.
European outlets like Carrefour or ShopRite, which is pioneered from South Africa as a retail organization, they have over 2,500 commercially owned central head office controlled stores and another 500 approximately franchise stores. Companies like Massmart in South Africa, Walmart has a significant equity position in those businesses. There is the Gini coefficient, there is disparity in terms of earnings, the haves and the have-nots. You have to look after everyone in the market. So variety meat by volume has a massive part to play in making sure adequate nutrition is available and meets those needs of the broader base.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Healthy soil is the foundation of healthy food. Increasing soil organic matter by just 1% unlocks a lot of benefits on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
More important to soil health than organic matter for both productivity and environmental quality. Crop and plant residues and manure are common materials that go through the decomposition process to form organic matter. It doesn't have a defined physical or chemical structure, but you'll know when it's doing its magic. Kevin Kuhn is a resource conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says one of the biggest benefits of organic matter is the water holding capacity.
It really acts as that sponge, and an increase of 1% of organic matter can increase our plant available water by about a little over half an inch. And we all know our good soils, you know, they get us through that July and August dry time period. And we know those eroded soils where we don't have that topsoil and good organic matter, they're the ones that dry out.
It helps with better nutrient cycling, which can increase crop health and vitality.
You know, 1% of organic matter releases 20, 30 pounds of N. It releases phosphorus, gives us 2 to 3 pounds of sulfur for each percent of organic matter. And we realize sulfur may be a limiting factor sometimes, sandy soils, eroded soils, and that's due to that lack of organic matter. It helps us with building aggregate formation, and we need that so that soil is more resistant to soil loss from rainfall events and greater infiltration with that structure.
This also helps to improve the quality of ground and surface water. As soil becomes a more effective filter, sediment and nutrient loads are reduced in runoff. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the benefits of soil organic matter and how to improve it at agriculture.com.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go through the Wednesday today for the middle of the week, we started off higher across the board for the grain market and the livestock overall. Right now, grains have dipped into the red. We'll see how we close a little bit later. Livestock has still maintained their green throughout the day today. In the corn market, though, they dropped down pretty early and have been pretty steady since. As September corn's down 5 pennies to 586 and a quarter. December corn's down by 2 3/4 to 5 at 91 and a half. In the wheat market, KC wheat for September is down by 8 3/4, sitting at 833 and a half. December KC wheat's down by 8 1/4 to 842, even a bushel. In the soybean market, mostly red here, and they've taken a bit of a jump over the last hour, with August soybeans down 20 3/4 cents to 1548 and a half. September's down 23 cents on the morning to 1392 and 3/4. Meal market for August down $11.30 to 477.90, with the September in the red, $6.30 to 427.90. Seeing a lot of red on the soybean oil for the later futures. August, though, is slightly higher, up $1.60 right now at 66.80. September's down 95 cents at 61.38. Over in the cotton market, mostly lower numbers here. October cotton's down 39 cents. Not a lot of movement, but still lower at $100.48 there. And the oats market, mostly lower, with September down 10 3/4 cents to 410 and a quarter overall. Livestock market real quick, we're still seeing mostly higher numbers here. Lean hogs have some red in the later futures, but overall still maintaining for the cattle. As August cattle, live cattle's up $1.32 to 137.90. October's up $1.80 to 143.92. Feeder cattle for August in the green $1.27 to 179.40, with the September up $1.57 to 183.02. Mixed in the lean hogs, with August up $1.17 to 121.02. The U.S. dollar index today, we do see some green here. September index is up 28 cents at 106.38. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News
on your side.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430. Or online.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
When it comes to resources for better managing forage production, soil testing is often one that is underutilized by producers. From Kansas State University, I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today. Luckily, K-State Southeastern Area agronomist Bruno Pedrera is here to remind producers of what a valuable resource soil testing can really be.
pH is a kind of thing that I'd like to talk about. I don't think we're talking the much we need in terms of forages. We assume that forages can grow with low pH, and that's true. We have native plants. But if you want to have more out of your pasture, pH is the kind of thing that tells us about the chemical environment. pH tells us how the nutrients will play into the soil. And most of the soil samples I've been discussing with the agents and the farmers, it's very common, especially in the southeast Kansas, we got numbers between 5, 5.2, 5.3. And those numbers are low, even for forages. And when we have pH in these ballpark 5.5.5, you see that the availability of the nutrients in the soil will be lower than when we have numbers better than that. In this kind of acidic soil, the nutrients sometimes are there, but they are not plant available.
He goes on to explain that adjusting pH can be done easily, and all things considered, affordably, to increase forage production efficiency.
You know, if you identify that the pH is low, we can use lime, which is widely available in Kansas. We can find it here. There was no great price change in the last year or so, different than what happened with NP and K. Mm-hmm. You guys are all seeing that. But if we can apply some lime and increase this pH for 6, 6.5, which would be the target for fescue and brome, for example, we'd like to say that in between 6 and 7 would be great for brome and fescue fields. If we are talking about alfalfa, for example, it needs to be higher than that, 6, 8, 7. But if we can go to 6, 6 something, the nutrients that we have there, they will be more available for the plants. So before you spend money with N, P, and K, please go take soil samples, figure out what is the pH you have, and let's work with some lime before go and spend even more money with the other fertilizers.
Pedrera explains how easy it really is to find resources in order to conduct soil sample tests.
If you Google K-State Soil Lab, you'll find it. And in Kansas, we are very well organized with these things. So if you go to your extension office in your county, all of your ag agents, they know how to do it. Most of our extension offices, they have the probe, the soil core to borrow to you. So they are there and they are able to help you to go out and guide you in how you can take the soil samples sent to us here in Manhattan. And we will be able to give you a really nice recommendation to go and be efficient with your soil results.
That was K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist Bruno Pedrera. This has been Agriculture.
Thank you.
playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.